Now will you notice chapter 11? And in chapter 11, we have Peter defends his ministry, and the gospel goes to Antioch. And he defends his ministry to the Gentiles. And that was pretty difficult for Simon Peter to do. Now will you notice? And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. That is, there was doubting and division. And they were saying, "Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them." My, that was a terrible thing to do, you see, for Simon Peter. And if you had talked to Simon Peter a month before that, he would have told you it was a terrible thing to do. But now, listen to Simon Peter. And actually, this is an apology that he gives. He makes it clear he didn't want to do this, that the Spirit of God was in it all. Verse 4, "But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying," listen to him now, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me." And he was amazed at that. "Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts." And you see, they were forbidden to be eaten. "And creeping things, and they were forbidden. And fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, 'Arise, Peter, slay and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common.' And this was done three times, and all were drawn up." And the idea and the word is, all were suddenly drawn up again into heaven. "And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. He showed us how he had seen an angel," and so on. And notice how Simon Peter recounts the detail. Now, verse 16. "Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Forasmuch then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" Now you see, the purpose of the tongues was to give evidence to Simon Peter that Gentiles had turned to God. Now will you notice, verse 18, "When they heard these things, they held their peace." Even the Judaizers had to shut their mouths now. They had nothing to say about this. This was obviously of God. "And they glorified God, saying, 'Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.'" Now this is a great day that has come, you see. The door now has been opened to the Gentiles. And we'll see shortly that the gospel will start out to the ends of the earth.